Hello everyone, this is Sumant Bhatt and today we'll talk about open source PMC stack implementation for add-in card manageability. Some introduction about myself. So I am a BMC firmware engineer at Intel. So I have a 5.5 years experience of embedded software development. I started off with IoT products. Then I did some work on network operating systems and then I moved to Intel. So I've been with Intel for last 2.5 years now. And majorly I'm working on this OpenBMC project. So today we'll talk about the manageability aspects of add-in cards, right? So I would presume the audience has some basic knowledge about the BMC. Satellite management controllers, add-in cards in general, and out-of-band manageability, and some of the DMTF standards like PMCIe and Redfish, etc. I do want to touch upon in detail about what is this PMCIe and how this is going to be used for add-in card manageability. But if you want more information, I think there is OpenBMC wiki page which will talk in detail about each of these topics. Today's agenda. So we'll start off with the platform architecture overview with the add-in card. How is the add-in card connected in the platform is what we are going to touch upon that. And we'll talk about existing mechanisms for add-in card manageability. We'll touch upon shortcomings of existing mechanisms. Then we'll see the overview of PMCIe architecture and we'll see how PMCIe set of protocols can be used for add-in card manageability. We'll also talk about external interfaces for a data center management software to consume this manageability data. We'll see how OpenBMC is planning to implement this PMCIe set of protocols, and I've provided certain references for the audience to go ahead and have a look. So this is how a typical platform looks like with an add-in card, right? So we have a host CPU, and in Intel platforms we have PCIes also in the place. And we have a baseboard management controller, and between the host and BMC we have a host interface. And the baseboard management controller typically resides on the motherboard, and it talks to the add-in card over this I2C bus. And when we come to add-in card, so add-in card typically has a SoC which carries out the primary functionality of the add-in card, right? It could be a FPGA, NIC card, it could be a GPU, anything, right? And the add-in card usually has a satellite management controller. So the satellite management controller is like a mini BMC. It has subset of functionalities of a BMC and it carries out certain manageability aspects of the add-in card. So the add-in card could have sensors like thermal sensors, voltage sensors, and management controller could be controlling fan on the add-in card, so based on the temperature variations, right? And also add-in card management controller could actually be exposing all this manageability information through I2C, and it need not be like hard and fast rule that there should be a management controller. So there are add-in cards without a management controller altogether. So they could expose all these sensors and stuff right directly on the I2C bus. Those kind of mechanisms are also possible. When we talk about add-in card manageability, what do we mean? So there are typical management functions like inventory management. So what we mean by inventory management is, in a data center scale, so there are a lot of cards which go into the systems, and to keep track of the inventory we usually need the manufacturer name, manufacturing date, serial number, part number, stuff like that. So this comes under inventory management. Thermal and power management, of course, the cards, if they get heated up, they could be detrimental to the server's performance. And you usually would want to limit the power consumed by the card. So thermal and power management is a important manageability function. Next one is firmware updates. The card's SOC and the management controller on the card both usually have a firmware, and update of those firmwares is an important manageability function. And then typically a data center management software manages all the things in the data center, right? Like it takes care of health monitoring of all the systems in the data center, and usually the sensors and events from the servers are sent out to the data center management software, and the telemetry stream comprises of all this kind of data. This is an important manageability function, right? And this is achieved through external interfaces provided by the BMC. Yeah, talking about today's add-in card manageability landscape. First is the inventory management. It is carried out using FROU specification. So usually there are two ways to do this one. One is directly have the EEPROM on the I2C bus. So if the EEPROM is present on the I2C bus, it usually implements the IPMA FROU format. So the IPMA FROU format dictates how the inventory information should be organized in the EEPROM. There is a standard, and BMC could read this data directly from the EEPROM on the I2C bus. And so BMC could then expose this kind of inventory information to the data center management software. Second way to do this inventory management is if the system management controller on the add-in card, if it supports the IPMB protocol, right? So the BMC could go ahead and send this IPMA FROU commands, and then it can collect the inventory information from the add-in card and expose the same information through external interfaces. Coming to the next manageability function, that's thermal and power monitoring. So this again, we have two options here. One is sensors being directly connected on the I2C bus between the BMC and the add-in card. So on the add-in card, the sensors could be placed in the right spots, right? What I mean by right spot is the thermal information could be captured from the sensors. And the BMC could directly go ahead and read this thermal sensors on the I2C bus. And the VRs also could be exposed on the same I2C bus so that BMC can go ahead and directly read this. And the second way to do this one is again through IPMB protocol. So the system management software controller on the add-in card, it could have the private buses on which this I2C sensors and VRs are connected, and the system management controller could aggregate all this data and provide the same information through IPMB. So the BMC could query this system management controller, and using IPMA commands, it could get the latest sensor data. So this way, thermal and power monitoring can be achieved. So the issue with this is, so